Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE, okay? This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, September 25, 2025. We're going to have, as usual, the artist of the day. Today is Jaime Torres, a very important charango player, the late Jaime Torres. We'll also be sharing a new edition of Cooking Argentina, in which we explore traditional Argentine foods, and we give you some ways or a recipe to replicate these dishes wherever you are. And today we're going to be commemorating an anniversary. Today is the 46th anniversary of the Broadway premiere of Evita, you know, the musical based on the late former First Lady of Argentina, that is one of the most successful musicals of all time, involving an Argentine figure. So we'll be talking not about Evita, but about the musical itself. And obviously we'll be listening to some music from it. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DX. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. The frequency is 5,850 kHz on the shortwaves. Then, in addition to our webpage, you can also listen to us via our app for mobile devices that you can download for Android and Apple phones. Let's get started now, right away.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, Cooking Argentina with a very traditional snack from the northeast. But before that, some music with Virus and the live rendition of Wadu Wadu, one of their biggest hits.
Estás.
Argentina al mundo. RAI Argentina 面向世界。
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
And this is Cooking Argentina, and today we are traveling to the northeast of the country, to the provinces of Corrientes and Misiones, where one of the most beloved traditional snacks was born. Chipá, C-H-I-P-A. Chipá is a small, round cheese bread made with cassava starch, or harina de mandioca. The recipe has Guarani roots and was later enrichedby Jesuit influences during colonial times. That is why, today, chipá is also very popular in Paraguay and southern Brazil, where it's known as pão de queijo, or cheese bread. The magic of chipá lies in its texture, crunchy on the outside, soft and chewy inside. Unlike bread made with wheat flour,Chipá is naturally gluten-free, thanks to cassava starch. The traditional recipe is simple. Cassava starch, grated semi-hard cheese, in the region they often use queso criollo, plus butter, eggs, a touch of milk, and sometimes anise seeds for aroma. Everything is mixed together, shaped into little balls, and then baked until golden.Chipá is usually eaten warm, straight out of the oven, often with mate in the morning or the afternoon. In Corrientes and Misiones, bakeries sell them by the dozen, and on cold days, the smell of fresh chipá is irresistible. There are also some variations. Chipá guasú, which is more like a cheesy cornbread casserole. Chipá mboká, which is shaped like a ring,and even filled versions with ham or other cheeses inside. Beyond being a snack, chipá is part of identity. For people from the Northeast, it's tied to childhood memories, family gatherings, and regional pride. And little by little, chipá has traveled across Argentina, becoming a favorite treat in Buenos Aires bakeries too. Now,On to the recipe. This is for making about 20 small pieces of chipá. You're gonna need the following ingredients. Half a kilo, or about 4 cups, of cassava starch, harina de mandioca, or tapioca starch, okay? 250 grams, about 2.5 cups, of grated semi-hard cheese, 100 grams of butter, 2 eggs,half a cup of milk, a teaspoon of salt, and if you want some aroma, you can add half a teaspoon of anise seeds. Now, if you can't find cassava starch or tapioca starch, if you can't find cassava starch, you can use tapioca starch, okay?And in a pinch, you can mix cornstarch and potato starch, but the chewy texture will not be quite the same. But if you can't find cassava or tapioca, you can mix potato and cornstarch, okay? Now, the preparation involves the following steps. First, you preheat the oven to 390 Fahrenheit or 200 Celsius. In a bowl,You mix the starch with the grated cheese and the salt. Then you add the butter, eggs, and a little milk. Mix until a soft dough forms. It should be moist but easy to shape. And more milk if it's too dry. Some people also use orange juice in addition to milk. Then you have to roll into walnut-sized balls, and then you place that on a greased or buttered baking sheet. And then you bake for about 15 to 20 minutes until it's golden top and slightly cracked. Then you just have to serve it warm, ideally with mate tea or coffee. You can rewarm these preparations after putting them in the fridge. They will remain useful for a couple of days. Now, a little note on the Argentine chipá versus the Brazilian pão de queijo. There's a difference. While chipá and pão de queijo share the same Guarani Jesuit roots, there are some slight differences. The chipá from Argentina and Paraguay is usually denser, drier, and has a stronger cheese flavor. It's more of a bread roll, eaten by itself or with mate. Now, the pão de queijo of Brazil, the cheese bread of Brazil, tends to be lighter, fluffier, and more elastic inside with a softer bite. It's often eaten as a breakfast snack with coffee. So even though they look similar, each one reflects the culinary identity of its region. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Cooking Argentina. Today we travel to the northeast of the country, to the area that is shared by the provinces of Corrientes, Misiones, Entre Ríos, maybe the southern part of Brazil and most of Paraguay, the triple border area where the Guarani civilization dwelled and then the Jesuits established. That's the background and the origin of chipá, a snack that remains very popular all over the southern part of the continent. Music now, and then we'll have a feature on the artist of the day, Jaime Torres, charango player. This is a song by Fito Páez, Ciudad de Pobres Corazones, Poor Hearts City.
¿Qué pasa ahora, che?
En esta puta ciudad todo se incendia y se va y matan a pobres corazones, matan a pobres corazones. En esta sucia ciudad no hay que seguir ni parar. Fumar, no quiero salir a la calle con vos. No quiero empezar a pensar quién puso la hierba en el viejo cajón. Oh, ah, ah. Buen día, Alexo Daniel. Buen día, señora. Buen día, doctor. Maldito sea tu amor, tu inmenso reino y tu ansiado dolor. Fumar, no quiero salir a la calle con vos. No quiero empezar a pensar quién puso la merca en el viejo cajón. Oh, 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 oh.
Alexo Daniel. Buen día, señora. Buen día, doctor. Maldito sea tu amor, tu inmenso reino y tu ansiado dolor. Matan a pobres corazones, matan a pobres corazones, matan a pobres corazones, matan a pobres corazones en esta puta ciudad.
Ahora, qué momento, va a temblar la ciudad. Bueno, quiero invitar a Monsieur Madrid. Claro, Monsieur Madrid se llama Joaquín Sabina.
RAE, Argentina to the World presents Jaime Torres, the magician of the charango. The charango is a little guitar with a very strong sound, an instrument characteristic of the music we call the high plains music. That's to say, high and plain spots in the Andes Mountains at over 4,000 meters above sea level that Argentina shares with Peru, Bolivia, and Chile. A region inhabited by peoples of different ethnics, dedicated mostly to agriculture and cattle breeding for thousands of years so far, and who kept a close contact with the Inca Empire. The Andean region, also known as the Puna, contains a millenary culture that stands out in the color of their fabrics, the taste of their drinks, and the joy of their music. In today's map of the Argentine Republic, the highlands are located in the northwestern side of the country and occupy part of the provinces of Salta, and above all, Jujuy, that limits with Chile and Bolivia. And Jaime Torres, the most popular charango player, came from that region, more specifically from Bolivia. Jaime Torres was born in 1938 and grew up in the city of Buenos Aires, where his parents came seeking for better economic possibilities. His father was a cabinet maker and the one who manufactured his first charango when he was still a child. Let's listen to Jaime himself telling us what his childhood was like, his first contact with the instrument that made him famous.
Llegaron a casa un grupo de músicos.
A group of Peruvian musicians came home once. They belonged in one of the first companies that had arrived in Argentina, the Aires de los Andes, Andes Airs, of Moisés Vivanco, integrated by Ima Sumac, one of the most famous singers of Andean music. One of those men, after having played at home, left his charango on the table and it tempted me to run my fingers over the strings. And I liked it. And I played it again. And I realized that I wanted to play that instrument for good. I don't know why, but we liked each other.
De encontrar una casa donde estar allá en el poderoso conventillo de Viamonte.
The charango is an instrument similar to a small bandurria, or five double strings that play very high-pitched sounds. It's a typical instrument of the Andean folklore, and it was usually made with the carcass of an armadillo called quilquincho. It is used to accompany other instruments, such as the quena or flute, the erg, and the voice. Jaime Torres took the charango to the stardom, above all after having played it in the Creole Mass by Ariel Ramirez in 1964. The interpreter toured Europe with a group that recorded the Creole Mass. And since that moment, be it as a soloist or as a member of the group, Jaime Torres toured the whole world, taking our folklore music and his virtuoso art across the borders. Let's listen now to Jaime Torres himself as he recalls his experience of the Creole Mass and the success it achieved abroad.
Alemania. Estimo que fue uno de los países donde no
I never forget Germany. Although we were very welcome everywhere, from the moment we set foot in Germany, we were pampered all the time.
Nada más que
the first important trip to Europe was due to the Creole Mass. Spain, Madrid, how can I forget that? I was hardly coming out of other very happy times in which I had recorded the first disc with Ariel Ramirez, which we had called Folklore in a New Dimension, because it was the merge of the piano with the Creole instrument, the charango, a real odd bug. Everybody
remained stunned. La conjunción del instrumento culto del piano con el instrumento criollo del charango.
The 60s is known in Argentina as the folklore boom. The native music became fashionable again, with new subjects portrayed in the lyrics written by important poets of the time. The music gets also updated thanks to new instruments and vocal arrangements. Artists such as Mercedes Sosa, Eduardo Falú, Cuchi Leguizamón gained more and more popularity. And it is there that a song became a great hit, a special song, so extraordinary that it exceeded the Beatles' popularity. Let's listen to Jaime Torres himself telling us the story.
Y emerge con todo esto.
And there's the song, The Condor Flies By, which incredibly though climbed above all other success of the time, the Beatles. What else can we say? The Condor Flies By was everywhere. There was a welcome of the condor flies by.
Oh.
Despite traveling regularly throughout the world and living in Buenos Aires, it was in the Humahuaca Gorge that Jaime Torres started celebrating the Tantanacuy, a meeting that celebrates the northwestern traditions in our country. There, where Argentina and Bolivia merge in only one land, atop the Andes Mountains, the Tantanacuy gathered the children from the different schools into a large choir for the last 40 years. Other personalities include folklore interpreters, artisans, and poets. The great artistic meeting was held at the premises financed by Jaime Torres himself. Let's listen to his story on how he chose the name, how the cultural center was built, and what were the activities like.
Tantanacuy significa es un vocablo quechua.
Reunión de unos colores. Tantanacuy is a Quechua word that means meeting each other. And I said to myself, this is the spot, this is the place. There's history in life. We had to face the construction ourselves. Then, a group of people started joining us as if it were a fair cause, passions and ideals. All those who had been there in a direct or indirect way had left their souls and their thoughts. We wanted the local children to realize they could do lots of things and stop hiding to play the flute or quina or the cycles. That's why we try to put all arts together, painting, music, poetry, singing, the work.
Que no hayan, de alguna manera, directo o indirectamente, haber puesto el alma.
Jaime Torres lives in the neighborhood of San Telmo in the city of Buenos Aires, close to the Boca Juniors Stadium, the club he's a fan of. He also likes boxing, a sport he even practiced in his youth. Along his life, Jaime Torres knew how to accumulate moments. He played at the Colón Theater in Buenos Aires, as a soloist accompanied by the Philharmonic Orchestra of Buenos Aires, and another opportunity by the Camerata Bariloche. He also played with Spanish Paco de Lucía, among other great musicians who requested his company. And even if the charango was originally an instrument played only by indigenous groups of the tablelands of our country, with Jaime Torres, it traveled to the world stage. Thank you. Argentina to the World presented Jaime Torres, the magician of the charango. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And today marks the anniversary of the premiere of Evita, the musical that brought Argentina's most iconic first lady to the world stage in a way few could have predicted. It was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber with lyrics by Tim Rice. Evita began not as a stage show, but as a concept album in 1976. The project followed the earlier success with Jesus Christ Superstar. Tim Rice had long been fascinated by Eva Perón, and he saw in her story a powerful narrative of ambition, glamour, and controversy. The double album, released in the UK, quickly gained attention. Its blend of rock opera and Latin-inspired rhythms was unusual, and one song in particular broke through, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Originally sung by Julie Covington, it topped the charts in Britain in early 1977. This unexpected success set the stage for a full-scale musical.
Luché, Yo solo quiero sentiros muy cerca, poder intentar abrir mi ventana y saber que nunca me vais a olvidar. No llores por mí, Argentina.
Spanish language version of the famous, the most famous piece of the album, and then the musical Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, No Llores Por Mi, Argentina. The stage version of Evita made its debut in London's West End in 1978, starring Elaine Page in the title role and David Essex as Che. Directed by Harold Prince, it was an immediate hit, praised for its energy, its mix of spectacle and intimacy, and its daring choice of subject. For audiences in the UK, Eva Perón was a glamorous and mysterious figure from a distant country, and the musical gave them a larger-than-life heroine. The show crossed the Atlantic in 1979, opening on Broadway exactly today, 46 years ago, with Patti LuPone as Eva and Mandy Patinkin as Che. Once again, it was a sensation, winning 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Songs like Another Suitcase in Another Hall and High Flying, Adored, became staples of musical theatre.
I'm immune to gloom. place in another hall. Take your picture off another wall.
Where am I going?
You get by, you always have before.
Where am I going to? Call in 3 months' time and I'll be fine, I know. Well, maybe not that fine, but I'll survive.
Picture of another wall.
Where am I going?
You get by, you always have before.
Where am I going to?
Don't ask anymore.
But well, Evita was celebrated in London and New York. The reaction in Argentina was far more complex. At the time, the country was under military dictatorship. Eva Perón's legacy was still politically charged, and many Argentines felt that the musical misrepresented history. Scholars pointed out inaccuracies. The portrayal of Eva as manipulative and power-hungry, and perhaps most of all, the use of Che as the narrator. In the musical, Che is often staged as Che Guevara, complete with olive-green fatigues and a cigar. But historically, Guevara and Eva never met. In fact, they belong to completely different contexts. Eva died in 1952 when Che was just beginning his medical career. And by the time Guevara became the revolutionary icon we know today, Perón was already in exile. The idea of these two figures sharing a stage is pure invention. And for Argentine audiences, seeing Eva in her 1940s gowns and Che in his 1960s guerrilla uniform can feel absurd, almost as if the authors had simply poured together everything Argentine they could think of at the time. Maradona and Messi were not yet around, so Evita and Che became the composite symbols. There's another cultural misunderstanding. In Argentina, Che is not a nickname, it is simply a colloquial way of saying hey to someone. So when Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber chose Che as a character, local audiences couldn't help but smile at how the word had been reimagined. Now, one of the most powerful numbers in the show is Oh What a Circus, that presents Eva's funeral through the cynical commentary of Che, the narrator. It captures the musical's ambivalence, reverence mixed with sharp critique. And there is also the question of music. Lloyd Webber and Rice explicitly saw Evita as an opportunity to write a musical using Latin rhythms. But to Argentine ears, most of the styles heard on stage are more Caribbean or Central American than local. There's mambo, rumba, and other rhythms that feel Latin to American and British audiences, but almost no tango, and certainly not the folkloric zamba of Eva's birthplace, Los Toldos, in the Pampas. The Pampas, in fact, are half a world away from the places where rumba is danced. Yet, in Evita, all of Latin America is painted with one broad musical brush. It's a reminder that the show reflects not Argentina itself, but how the outside world imagined it. Despite these controversies, Evita remained one of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's greatest successes, and its legacy reached a new generation in the 1990s with the film adaptation directed by Alan Parker. The movie starred Madonna as Eva, Antonio Banderas as Che, and Jonathan Pryce as Juan Perón. released in 1996. It brought the story to millions worldwide and won an Academy Award for Best Original Song with You Must Love Me, which was written specially for the film.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all, you believed in me, I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do? For a dream to survive, how do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say, scared to confess what I'm feeling, frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me. Why are you at my side? How can I be and used to you now? Give me a chance and I let you see how. Nothing has changed. Deep in my heart I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say, scared to confess what I'm feeling, frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me. You must love
me. The film reignited debates in Argentina. Some praised Madonna's dedication. She even traveled to Buenos Aires to prepare for the role, despite protests during filming. Others felt once again that the country's history had been simplified for Hollywood. Still, the movie made Evita part of global pop culture, cementing Eva Perón as one of the most recognizable figures in 20th century history. Whether admired, criticized, or questioned, Evita the musical and the album remains a cultural landmark, a blend of fact and myth, history and theater. And on this anniversary of its American premiere, it reminds us how art can shape the way the world sees a nation's history.
Soy del pueblo y jamás lo podré olvidar. Debéis creerme, mis lujos son solamente un disfraz. Un juego burgués, nada más. Las reglas del ceremonial. Tenía que aceptar, debí cambiar y dejar de vivir en lo gris. Siempre tras la ventana, sin lugar bajo el sol. Busqué ser libre, pero jamás dejaré de soñar y solo podré conseguir la fe que queráis compartir. No llores por mí, Argentina. Mi alma está contigo. Mi no te alejes, te necesito.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English for Thursday, September 25, 2025. Our sound technician was Gloria Sarmiento and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, the frequency 5,850 kHz, and also via internet through rae.com.ar and our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, available for free for both Android and Apple phones. Thank you very much for listening, folks. Hasta mañana.